From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There have been bomb attacks in Iraq and Afghanistan today. The worst happened in the Iraqi capital, where at least 26 people have been killed and more than 50 wounded after two car bombs exploded near a bank. At least two people are dead in southern Afghanistan after two bombs went off minutes apart from each other. Iran has reportedly hanged the leader of a Sunni militant group charged with planning attacks that killed civilians. Iran accuses the group of having ties to al-Qaeda. Here's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Cairo.
State-run media reported that Abdulmalik Righi, head of the group Jundallah, or Soldiers of God, was hanged at Iran's Evin prison. The execution comes 4 months after Jundallah claimed responsibility for a bombing attack that killed senior members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, along with dozens of civilians. Righi was arrested earlier this year during a hijacking attempt. Iran has struggled to come to grips with unrest in the southeastern part of the country near the Pakistan border. Members of Iran's Sunni Muslim minority in the region say they're disenfranchised in the Shiite-run country. Iran has at various times claimed that Jundallah has ties to al-Qaeda or to Western intelligence agencies. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Some of Florida's popular beach destinations are bracing for more tar balls. Tar balls have been washing up on beaches in Destin, Fort Walton, and Panama City. Evidence that the spill from the BP well is moving farther east. Holly Crawford works at Panama City's Pineapple Willie's T-shirt shop.
We have had tar balls, and we have the crews out there waiting for the oil to come in to start cleanup. It's just the beginning stages.
The area has already been hit hard by a lack of tourists this summer because of the oil spill. Over in coastal Louisiana, fishermen and residents in Grand Isle enjoyed a break from the spill, courtesy of some of New Orleans' top chefs. Swede White of member station WRKF has that story.
Chefs from 20 of New Orleans' best-known restaurants set up a buffet with seafood gumbo, alligator sliders, crawfish and okra salad, fried catfish, and 700 pounds of jambalaya. The event was pulled together quickly, and organizers were thrilled at the large turnout and the smiles from the people who face the front line of the Gulf oil spill daily. Mike Kellers, who plans to retire in Grand Isle, was touched by the efforts of the chefs.
This is unbelievable. Just the support that everybody has shown for the residents of Grand Isle is just phenomenal. Just makes you really feel good to have those New Orleans chefs talk about how they had our back.
Local councilman Chris Roberts, speaking in between music sets, summed up the spirit of the event nicely.
Nothing can stop our good party here in Louisiana.
For NPR News, I'm Swede White, reporting from Grand Isle.
Forecasters say a tropical storm in the Pacific Ocean is likely to produce dangerous surf conditions along portions of Mexico's Pacific coast. Tropical Storm Celia is off the coast of southern Mexico. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Celia could soon become a hurricane, but the storm is expected to stay well offshore. From Washington, this is NPR News. Fire crews battling a 600-acre Arizona wildfire have been up all night working to build containment lines, mop up hot spots, and protect structures near downtown Flagstaff. The weather may be against them, though. The forecast is calling for increasing winds. The fire has forced evacuations of dozens of homes and a hotel. A woman attempting to be the first to swim the length of the Ohio River has passed the halfway point. From member station WNKU, Sherry Lawson reports that the 54-year-old from Tennessee reached the milestone just west of Cincinnati.
Mimi Hughes began her 981-mile journey in Pittsburgh May 22nd as a fundraiser. She's also hoping to encourage others, especially women, to embrace and pursue challenges. Although she didn't learn to swim until age 30, Hughes has done many long-distance swims, including the Danube River, which is twice as long as the Ohio. On her arrival in Rising Sun, Indiana, she says the Ohio is not the cleanest river she's traveled.
As I've heard from many of the old fishermen and dock people, that 20 years ago I wouldn't have made it this far because of the toxins. So they've really made efforts to clean up the river.
Hughes swims an average of 20 miles a day. She plans to finish her two-month trip July 17th in Cairo, Illinois, where the Ohio meets the Mississippi. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson in Cincinnati.
Flooding in nine provinces in southern China has killed more than 130 people. The government says another 86 people are missing. More than 860,000 have had to flee their homes. Strong storms over the past week have collapsed reservoirs, overflowed rivers, and caused landslides. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.